Hello, friends. I know it has been a while. It's been a few months since I've done one of these, and which is also true and false, because I've done a lot of practice ones in the past, like over the summer. Well, not necessarily. I'm calling them practice runs, because I didn't like how they turned out. And some of them, they will never see the light of day. So, yeah, life has just been crazy. And I just haven't gotten around to this. So I'm hopefully this next year, I'm looking forward to doing this more. I want to start building this up. I've been putting it off for a while. I guess confidence got shaken, looked at the numbers. So I'm not really going to worry about numbers so much anymore. But yeah, so little light into my life now. I have a job, like a real one. I got a real job at Biddy and Bo Coffee. It is coming to Pearl Street, and I'm super excited. I just got more this week. I got like most of the information that I need, so I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, I did an interview for them at a like a job celebration thing that we did for the entire like building franchise. Yeah. Franchise. So yeah. And they were wondering like, how are you good at talking in camera? And I just explained like, oh, I've been doing blank, like all this for years. Mainly I was like, I literally just talked to a camera on Twitch for hours with no one listening. Hence, like, my Twitch isn't that big. Well, it is now. It's getting bigger. But anyway, and I was like, yeah, I do my own podcast, or I've done a few. I've just gotten really comfortable talking into a camera, but which is ironic because I'm, like, my worst critic, which that makes sense for everybody. But some of the episodes, if I didn't like one thing, I'm like, all right, gone. Just, like, that's what happened to the other podcast episodes. I'm just like, I don't like that. Gone. So, I reorganized my room. You can't really sit here, but yeah, it's pretty cool. So, a lot of the work that we actually did is on the wall of my desk, so I really can't show you. But my bookshelf back there, yeah, right next to my bed. We combined my Legos and Funko Pops, which it's really cool now. And also, I got a new pair of white shoes, as you can see, because the black ones right there, they were broken. I burnt. My feet are weird. Just, I don't know if it's because of MPS1 or just my body, but my feet are shaped weird, so I walk weird. I know that's because of MPS, but yeah. So my black ones are basically, like, burned out, and the only reason we were keeping them was because my white ones were giving me blisters. That was fun. Yeah, the first week. And it's a weird thing because they're the same shoe, same company, same size, just like different material. And they were new. I guess that's why. I don't know. They weren't like stretched out to my foot. But it's better now, I think. I haven't really, yeah, it is better. So the first week I had them, I got like a big blister and I just couldn't wear them because, you know, I couldn't walk because of the blister. So I went back to my old ones. Oh, that was such a stressful week. I did not like it due to shoes because, like, it's so hard to find shoes that fit me. So I've tried a lot of shoe companies. People are saying, I want to buy you these. I'm like, no, because we tested it out. And it's because of my foot. It's like my foot size. It's just weird. I don't know. It's just like my bone structure. I think it is because of MPS. Just my foot shaped differently. And it walked, like, just the bones, like, go out towards different directions. So that was fun. But we got it worked out. So I wear my white ones now. And it's not too bad. I really like them. They make me walk, like, the way I should be walking. So that's good. My therapist really likes them. So thumbs up for that. So yeah. So Also, movie-wise, I saw Oppenheimer, Barbie. I didn't see them on the same day. I did not do Barbenheimer, which I was very sad. But anyway, they were both very good. I don't know if we're out of spoiler range for Oppenheimer, but I'm not going to say anything. But Barbie, it was something. It was definitely, it was a decent film. It was worth a watch. I don't know if I would go see it again, but, and for people that are like, you went to Barbie, huh? I took my mom because I'm a good son. So, yeah, that's the only reason I went. Because my mom's like, you want to go? I'm like, sure. So I bought tickets. And yeah. And yes, I'm still part of A-Lister. And it's amazing. I haven't gone to a movie in a bit, though. We were going to go see Equalizer 3. But I kind of got weary about it. I think it was only like 1 week. Or not even like 1 week. It was in Dolby scene, like screens. And when a movie's like that, when it's only in the big screens for a little bit, that's kind of when I like get turned off on it. I'm like, there's a reason it's not on the big screens. And I know definitely other movies do come into play, like bigger movies come into the screens. So I get that. But when it's like Denzel and it's like the third of a great trilogy now, which I haven't seen it yet. I still haven't. I'm really excited for it. But also, me and my dad, we watched them on TV. We didn't go to the theater. So I didn't have that like theater connection to it. I'm like, I gotta see this one in the theater. I didn't have that, so I'm like, I don't have to go. So we didn't go see that one. We were going to, but we didn't. Because obviously I gotta see stuff in Dolby. I'm one of those movie guys. I'm one of those guys. I'm sorry. Actually, no, I'm not. Hey, yeah. I'm not. I don't feel sadness. Also, my dog is barking her head off right now. It's fine. So, but anyway, I saw yesterday, Paramount Plus is getting the new Ninja Turtles movie. So I'm really excited because I'm so sad. I did not see that one in theater. I wanted to see it in theaters, but one of the reasons why I didn't go see it is because my sister was in town. I'm not blaming her. She's not the reason I didn't go see it. We went to go see, I'm going to butcher this name. I can't pronounce it. Gran Turismo. I think that's right. I'm not sure. But anyway, we went to go see that movie in theater when it came out, which is great. It was great. So, but I just ran out of time to go see Ninja Turtles. And also, my parents don't like animated stuff like that. So I can't just be like, hey, you want to go? So I just didn't find the time. But yeah, that one I did really want to see in theater. But it just didn't happen. So at home movie it will be. So yeah, I did see Haunted Mansion, though, the remake. That was pretty solid. I liked that one a lot. I think they did a really good job of not really messing with the old one. It was just thoroughly a remake, not a reboot. It was just a remake. And for that kind of movie, I'm not really complaining, mainly because of the effects in it. Like all the CGI and all the ghosts. I'm not really complaining because it was great. And I'm like, that kind of movie deserves a remake with a lot better technology. So, like, the CGI that they did in this movie was fantastic. And not all of it was CGI. It wasn't, like, fully animated. So that's the thing. It was mixed, which is really good. I want to, at some point, I want to look at the back, like, the set stuff about that and all the, trying to think. I'm just having, like, brain farts, like, all over, man. Just forgetting words. I don't know. I feel like I'm just aging really fast, but it could just be my brain's getting fried from the computer. But you never know. Now, Karens, don't email me about that, please. I know I spend too much time in front of screens, but my eyes are already gone. But now it's time for my brain. But it's fine. So, yeah. Also, I cut my long hair off, so it's, like, gone. Now I'm back to, like, just my normal hairstyle, which it was time. My hair was hot, and not necessarily that it took too long to, like, take care of. I was mainly going off for the premise that it's summer and I wanted it to breathe a little. Now, will I grow it back? Probably not, because of my job. And I think it was, like, a gotcha that I did cut it off now. Because I would have to done it anyway. I would have had to done it, like, this week. But, so, yeah. Because I'm not gonna go to work with my long-ass hair. Because I really don't want to, take care of it like that. It would have just been a hassle. So, yeah, it's gone. Will I ever grow back? Probably. It's not that I didn't like it, but yeah, it was good. It was fun. It's like my growing up phase hair. not my teen years, but I was about to say, yeah, my COVID years going into like adulthood. I talked to my friends about that, and I'm like, you know, you ever feel like you just miss high school sometimes? And we were talking about this is like a few months ago now, but we were talking about that because he was also like thinking the same thing. He's like, yeah, I kind of miss that phase. And I'm like, yeah, we never really got that time frame of graduating, like that gap year, because my year was 2020. So we graduated we graduated like a few months later, but it was just weird. It felt like a 5-year gap or 10 or 15. It felt like a big gap, but it was only like 2 years, but that's the thing. It was just weird. And I think I've been really feeling that a lot this year because, I graduated from my transition program, the thing I was doing for like 3 years. After I like got out of high school, and I for a few months I was just like, I don't know what to do with my life. So I'm like, do I go here? Do I go get a job? Do I do this? And I'm kind of getting out of it now, where I'm just in a phase where I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I was talking to my parents about this and talking to my friends because I was like, I wonder if they feel the same, and they're like, we all do. And it'll just weird because you normally you go from high school to college or a gap year. We, as I'm saying, 2020 graduates, we went to college to world shutdown. High school to world shutdown. So, and yeah, I probably won't go to college. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe down the road. I never really been a fan of school. So yeah, most likely won't go to college. But anyway, it was just weird. That's like kind of where my mental state has been like all summer. So, but I'm doing better now. I got a job. I'm very excited. I start in a few weeks. So yeah. And I actually just got my title. I'm going to be a cashier, which I'm super excited. I was talking to my mom. I'm like, I'm going to be one of the first faces people see. Like, cool. Like, of the store at the time of when I'm working. And I'm kind of nervous and excited for that, like, at the same time. But, yeah, I know how to work a cashier. I'm just like, oh, great. I have to use math now. I haven't needed to use math in my daily life in forever. Like, you know, like, all the time. Of course, I use math. I'm not dumb. But, well, sometimes I am. You never know. So, yeah, that's what it's been in my crazy life. Also, I have a new nephew. His name is Everett. He was born. I don't remember. I don't remember the day. No, but we were in Virginia. It was fun. It was a fun time. And siblings and family, don't get mad at me for that. I don't remember the day. I'm sorry. Please don't hurt me. No, he's super cute. And we just had my other nephew, Jay, his birthday. His 1 year birthday, like 2 weeks ago, or like a week. Time is weird. I was talking to my friend last night. I was saying, yo, where have you been? From like, why are you not coming to this event? And he's like, my stuff isn't over yet. I'm like, oh. And I remember like a few weeks ago, he told me like a week or two ago, he's like, hey, I'm going to start coming to this after this is done. I'm like, all right, cool. And my brain, I'm like, it's all done. And he still has like a few more weeks. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I think time is just irrelevant to me now. Yeah. I reached that point of like stage in my life. Just time isn't real anymore. Just I know the day, but I barely know the date and the holidays now. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I think with this job it'll help me get back on schedule. You know, like to know when everything is. So like the recent holidays, I just haven't known that. Well, of course, 9/11 I knew, but other holidays I'm like, I didn't know that was today, but so yeah. Also guys, the new Coral Island update is amazing. I love it. I've been streaming it. I streamed it like 2 or 3 days in a row, which I haven't streamed in a while, which I'll probably do that sometime this week. So yeah, I've been meaning to get more into streaming and more of a schedule, and with this job, which I don't have my schedule yet, which makes sense. We haven't even opened yet, but I hope with this job I can like intertwine all my hobbies into one schedule. Be like, I'm gonna do this here, this then, and everything, you know. But just right now, I'm just waiting, just going through the days. That makes me sound all sad and depressed. I'm not sad and depressed, not anymore. Also, guys, I'm super excited that they released Elemental on Disney Plus, not Tubi, but anyway, they released it on Disney Plus, which I gave it a rewatch because that one I actually enjoyed that one a lot. It's a cute film. If you haven't seen it, I suggest it. It's very good. Also, The Rookie is fantastic. That show is amazing. Me and my parents are waiting on, season 6. I can't remember which season it is. We're waiting for the next season, which will probably come out in like 2024, like early 2024. Maybe. Depends on all the riots, or not riots. And all the protestings. I'm like, has there been riots? I'll try to think, like, has there been any riots because of it? but also, SWAT, that's a pretty good show too. I've been getting into that. My mom got me into that one. It's pretty good. I like Hondo. He's pretty cool. And the character Luca, I forget the actor's name, but he reminds me of Johnny from Cobra Kai. It's so weird. Just when I saw him, I'm like, that looks like Johnny. And it sounds like him too. It's so weird. But it's not. I checked. I'm like, they're just so similar. I'm like, So whenever I see him on SWAT, I'm like, it's Cobra Guy. So, yeah. It's a very good show, though. I don't know. I've been getting into, like, all these intense shows. I'm like, I think that speaks into my life. But maybe just a little. But anyway. Also, I've been watching Star Wars Rebels. I've been doing a rewatch. Well, actually, I don't know if I could say a rewatch for me, but a rewatch slash, like, full watch. Because I don't know if I watched all of them when they originally came out. So technically it's like a full watch and a rewatch. Because I know what happens. I've seen like bits and pieces and like a few episodes of the entire show. But I just finished season 3 today and I'm excited. But I'm also, I'm watching Star Wars Rebels to watch Ahsoka. And I've said, I'm like, I want to watch Star Wars Rebels before it comes out. And it came out. I'm like, all right, guess I got to do it. So, and I didn't want to go into Ahsoka all blind because I don't remember what all happens with the Rebels team. So I wanted to like do a full watch of that and everything. But it is fantastic. Also, I did not realize that Maul scene is from Rebels when he's screaming Kenobi. I didn't realize it was from that. So that was really cool to see today. It was like the second to last episode, I think. So, yeah. All right, guys. I just wanted to get on here and say hello. So yeah, I will talk to you guys later. If you want to come on and do a podcast with me, make sure to email me or hit me on any social medias, any of them. So it's NolanRamsey1 for most of my social accounts. So yeah, thank you guys for watching and listening, and I will talk to you guys later. Bye.